they're sexy. You know what this is. It's that monthly show where you ask me naughty questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. As always, we have so many naughty questions, so we're going to just jump right into it. The first naughty question I have is from Anonymous. They ask, do you sleep in underwear, pajamas, or nothing at all? So most nights I'm sleeping in underwear, usually boxers. That's what I prefer to sleep in most nights. I have slept in nothing at all, but I think boxers are usually what I'm wearing when I go to bed. So yeah, the answer is boxers. I never really had pajamas, but if I had a set of pajamas, I'd probably wear them. I don't know what kind of pajamas I'd wear. I like sleeping shirtless. Like, sleeping bareback is just way nicer than sleeping with something over. So, it'll be hard for me to wear pajamas with a shirt. But I could probably do pajama pants. But definitely shirtless, so. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, so I know guys pass out after they come, so I have a question. Have you ever passed out after not safe for work? Not recently, no. But I know for a fact, a long time ago, there was definitely an audio on Not Safe for Work that I fell asleep after recording. And I didn't realize I'd fallen asleep, and I think I just, like, ended the recording. And I just put it out. And, it had, like, 30 minutes of sleep, of me sleeping on that, like, back end of it. And I had no idea, because I didn't listen back to the audio. I just recorded it, and I was just like, this is good, let me just put it out. And I put it out, and then I looked at the timestamp, and I was like, that's really long for Not Safe Work. I don't remember it being that long. And then in the comments, people were like, yeah, it's so nice, there's like the sleeping section at the end of it. And I was like, sleeping section? I remember putting a sleeping bit at the end of it. But yeah, it turned out I fell asleep, so. I have done it once. I don't know if I've done it more than once. The only time I could recall doing it, I didn't remember doing it. So if there's other audios where I've fallen asleep at the end of it, please let me know. Because to my recollection, I think I've only done it once. But there might be more. Thank you so much for the question. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. I'll keep the trend going. Anonymous asks, do you like it when someone bites your lip lightly or bites your tongue? Yeah, I mean, I'm probably more partial to lip than tongue. Lip bites are, I'm a fan of biting in general. Like, you want to bite my neck. Like, neck biting, ear biting, lip biting, yeah. Those are all great places to bite. Yeah, I think biting's cute. I'm a fan. I'm also very partial to biting, too. I'll bite shoulders, I'll bite necks, I'll bite lips. Yeah, I'll bite, too. I'm a biter as well, so I get it. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, lights on, lights off, what do you prefer? Personally, lights off for me, but I can understand the argument for lights on. For me, it could go either way. I could do lights on, I could do lights off. I prefer lights on because I like seeing. I like being able to see things, but I know a lot of people like lights off, and I can understand the appeal of lights off. It's like intimate, it's dark. It's like the same appeal of like a blindfold, you know. The restriction vision, like, it adds a little bit more to the senses. But yeah, I can see the argument for both, but if I can only pick one, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I guess lights off. If I had to only pick one, I guess I'd say lights off. I like lights on quite a bit, but I'm going to say lights off, because lights on could be too much light. Like, you want, like, mood lighting. You don't want it to be, like, the overhead light. You definitely want, like, I don't know, LEDs or just, like, some kind of, like, ambient light. Like, under lighting would be nice, you know? You want lighting, like, mood lighting, candles. Like, you don't want it to be bright, but I definitely want some amount of light. I don't want pitch black. So, like, somewhere in between. Yeah, I pick a third choice. I say somewhere in between. You gotta have moonlighting. You gotta have just some amount of lighting. A TV light, maybe. I don't know. but just a little bit of light. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, favorite lingerie color? Favorite lingerie color. I mean, I'm like, I go back to the classic three, like red, white, and black are probably like the best three. I know you said one, but I'm going to say three. I'm going to say red, white, or black. It's just, that's like the classic set. Red is always great. Black is always great. White is always great. Those colors look fantastic. So those are probably my favorite three. Outside of just like the classic trio, maybe purple. Purple looks good. Like a dark purple. Yeah. So if it's not the classic red, white, or black, I'm going to say dark purple. Also, dark blue looks really good, too. Yeah, I don't know. That's hard. I mean, the thing is, any color probably looks really fucking good. I've never seen bad lingerie. Like the color is the last thing I'm thinking. But yeah, for my money, I'd say I'm going to go red, white, black, dark blue, dark purple. Those are in any of those five, I think, are probably like you're heading in the right direction. So, yeah. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, have you ever been to a nude beach before, and were you naked? I have once. It was in Europe, and I was naked. I just like laid out. And I also went swimming too. it was okay. It was, yeah, I don't know. Would I do it again? Maybe. But yeah, it was okay. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, what do you consider yourself to be demisexual? I think I might. Because, yeah, I think for me to want to have an intimate relationship with you, I have to know you at some level. Like, before I can think about being intimate with you, I have to have some kind of, like, emotional or intellectual connection of some kind. Like, we have to vibe, we have to talk, we have to, like, I can't have the physical without, like, the emotional, or at least some, like, mental aspect. Because I think that's what attracts me to someone first, before the physical side of it. It's, like, it's definitely, like, who you are internally. I think that really matters. So, yeah, I totally would consider myself demisexual. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, do you like fleshlights? And do you currently own one right now? So I'll start with, I don't currently own one right now. I had one. Every so often, I just like, I try again, and I'll get a new one just to see. And I'm never, ever, ever happy with them. They're always, like, they're, like, okay. They're very meh to me. They break way too easy. Yeah, I'm just not a big fan of them. Like, between my hand and a fleshlight, I think my hand's just way better. But, yeah. Yeah, my answer is I'm not a big fan. I don't really love them. But, yeah, I definitely tried them, and I've had some, yeah, middling experiences with them. My experience is that they break way too easy. I end up, like, either the opening gets broken, or the back of it gets broken, or just something gets broken on it. It just gets broken way too fast. Maybe it's the way I'm using it. Fuck if I know. But I just know they break, so. Yeah, I'm just not a fan of fleshlights. Thank you for the question, though. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, hey Kay, I hope your day's going good. I don't know if this is a dumb question, but why does anal take more prep work than vaginal? I've always wondered since I've never tried anal play before with anyone. Yeah, anal's going to be a little bit more work than vaginal. Not a whole lot more work, but definitely more work. You're going to have to like prep your ass basically, which means like lubrication, definitely like You're gonna need fingers and digital play to like open you up. I know there was a question a while ago where someone asked. Let me see. I think it was somewhere here. Oh yeah, here it is. Hey K, this is an anonymous question. Hey K, I hope you're doing all right. So I've been wondering, in your audios, you tend to say you're not ready for my thumb yet. It's only my index finger when you're talking about anal. What exactly do you mean by this? Does it really make a difference? Thank you so much. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Yeah, so these two questions are tangentially related. So yeah, you definitely need to slowly open it up. Like, you want to start with, I start with my index finger because it's, I mean, like, I guess my pinky is smaller, but I would never start with my pinky. So I start with my index finger because it's just like you can just like easily slide it in. You can lubricate it. You can definitely like start opening you up with it. And then I will transition to my thumb because my thumb is like thicker. So it's a bigger object. So then I insert my thumb next because it starts to open you up better. So, ideally, like a butt plug would be great, or just some kind of toy just to like warm you up, just so it doesn't hurt, because it's really about like slowly opening you up. So when I enter you, it's like, you know, it's the least painful way possible. Because if you don't prep for anal, it can be super, 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 super painful, which is no fun for anyone. So it's definitely worth prepping for anal so that you can have like a really enjoyable time. So yeah, it does take a little bit more work, but not that much more work. If you're like thinking about it and you're, you know, wrapping it into your play, it shouldn't be any more work. It should just kind of, it could definitely flow and be very like, not necessarily thoughtless, but definitely easier than you'd expect. So, it shouldn't make you afraid of anal play. So anyway, thank you so much for the question. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, do you enjoy begging? Yeah, if you catch me in a submissive mood, I do enjoy begging. Begging is fun. I love making someone beg, but I also enjoy begging. I think both sides of the coin are quite interesting. I know there has been quite a few requests to hear me beg. Maybe that'll happen at some point, but yeah. Definitely a fan of making people beg, and I'm definitely a fan of begging. Both of them are enjoyable in their own right, so. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, are you really interested in doing more teaching audios? Please, would you? I would love to do more teaching audios. The question is, what do you want me to teach you? Like, what would be something that someone would want me to do a teaching audio about? Because if you give me the premise, then I'll be more than happy to do a teaching audio about it. So if you put in the comments what you want me to do a teaching audio about, I'll definitely consider doing more teaching audios. I love doing them. They're fun. But yeah, we can definitely consider doing more in the future. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Kate asks, hey, what are your thoughts on nipple piercings? Do you find them attractive, or they're not something you're into? Do you guys really enjoy them? I hope you have a great day. I think they're attractive. I think they're really fucking hot. Speaking for myself, yeah, I'm a fan. I think a lot of guys typically enjoy nipple piercings. I think a lot of guys like piercings. But I guess that also comes down to the preference of the person. So, at least in my opinion, I'm definitely a fan of nipple piercing. So, yeah. Thank you so much for the question, Kate. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. His goon asks, do you like face sitting? Yeah, I fucking love face sitting. I'm definitely a fan of it. The next part is, do thick thighs make it a deal breaker? If not, why so? What if she's afraid to sit on your face because she's afraid she'll suffocate you? I don't think you're gonna suffocate me. And do thick thighs break the deal? No, they don't break the deal. They don't break the deal at all. Yeah, I don't think you're gonna suffocate me. You can definitely put your weight down on my face. and just like, yeah, I think, yeah, definitely take a seat. Definitely take a seat. I don't think any of that's a deal breaker. I'm definitely a fan of face sitting, and I'll definitely let you sit on my face. Yeah. I don't think you're gonna suffocate anybody. Yeah, you'd know before anyone was in like real danger. So, yeah, sit away. I guarantee you, people definitely want you to sit on their face. So, thank you so much for the question, Hiskun. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, how do you feel about food play? Like using a lollipop on her, or that trend of wrapping it in a fruit roll-up? I am a fan of food play. I've only really done like whipped cream, like chocolate syrup, nothing like super crazy. But I would love to try the fruit roll-up. I haven't had a fruit roll-up or seen a fruit roll-up in a fucking minute. But yeah, I would be super down wrapping it up. And the lollipop does sound quite fun too. So, yeah. I have to definitely add that to my list. Thank you so much for the question. I really, really, really appreciate it. I think we got time for a couple more. Samantha asks, how do you learn about the rules of dynamic play, specifically DDLG? Trial and error, reading things, all the above? Thanks. It's kind of all the above. I definitely read stuff, and it's definitely a lot of trial and error, but I think a lot of it was kind of instinctual, like... I mean, I think the core of a good dynamic is really grounded in communication. It's like trust, honesty, and communication. And like, if that foundation is really strong, then you can really build something that will work. But I think that's the core of all of it, really just comes down to how well are you able to communicate, especially as a Dom. I think that's a really important skill. Is being able to verbalize and convey not only where you are, but to try to help your submissive navigate her space too. And I think there needs to be a level of self-control, self-discipline, I think is a really big one. Because before you can be responsible for someone else, you got to be really responsible for yourself and the decisions you make and the way you act and control yourself. There's a lot of elements that you really have to work on. I'm talking specifically from a Dom perspective here. And I think for submissive, I think you have to be very selective about who you entrust with your submission. I think that's really, really, really important. Because, like, who you give your submission to matters. Your submission is valuable. You're valuable. And you just don't want to give that to anybody. You want to give it to someone who you trust and you know will take care of you. Because when you surrender to someone, you know, they really do have a lot of control. So you want to make sure you're handing off that control to someone who's responsible and someone who can, who values what you're giving them as much as they should, because it is incredibly valuable. Like, you are valuable. So you really need to be careful with that. But yeah, I mean, I think... For me, it's a lot of trial and error, and I think it's just time have really kind of given me the baseline of my understanding of how I engage within a dynamic. But I think it's just something you discover as you kind of experience different dynamics and go through life, especially if you're into dynamic play specifically. But if you're completely new and you have no experience, my biggest recommendation is to read stuff like... look into things, read, get informed as much as you can, because all that stuff can be just helpful. It's just gonna be helpful in the long term. So I hope that helps, Samantha. I really, 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 really appreciate the question. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I think we got time for a couple more. Anonymous asks, edging or overstimming? For me, I'm gonna choose edging. For her, I will always choose overstimming. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really appreciate it. All right, this will be the last question. Anonymous asks, how do you make the going down sound? It's literally one of my favorites. I don't know how you do it, but can you please, 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 please tell me? Thanks, Kay. I'm sorry, Anonymous. That's just going to be my little secret. But I can end this naughty get to know night by playing with your pussy a little bit. Glad it sounds good. It is one of my favorite things to do. Go down on you. There's something about having my head between your legs. Kissing up and down your thighs. My breath on your pussy as my face just hovers right above your clit. All you want me to do is just bury my face down and go. Is this what you want? Fuck, I love what you are. You want me to keep going? If you have a naughty question you'd like to ask me, there should be a link down below in the doobly-doo where you can ask me whatever naughty question you like. Anyway, I hope you have a great, great, great rest of your night. I'll talk to you later. Bye now, sexy.